True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Oregon State Beavers won a football game.
Yeah, go Beavers!
We're going to play that offensive line. We're going to recruit here. We're going to get people come Corvallis. Open Cajun restaurant, go Beavers.
Yep, Big O is on his way. I'm joking. But a search committee has been put together for Oregon State's next football coach.
Sure.
They are joining athletic director Scott Barnes, the most popular man in the state of Oregon right now. Along the committee are also Brandon Cooks, former wide receiver, NFL stud, former Oregon State volleyball player, and current Lululemon executive, Nikki Neuberger, members of the athletic director board of advisors, Enrici and Ariser, former head coach Mike Riley, and a former real estate executive turned chair of the athletic director board of advisors, John Styrick. Does this instill a lot of like, gag him, go get them, guys?
This reads like, hey, what if we just brought back some people and people that we know, and these are people that people like, and so we'll put them in it. Like, that'll work, right?
Who on here is like actually
qualified?
Mike Riley. I'm sure Mike Riley watches football every single week. You know, just because you don't coach doesn't mean you're not like still diehard football.
Sure, but I mean, you bring in Riley. Which one of the brothers did they bring in?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Brandon Cooks. Okay, so because you have the Cookses and you have the Rogers. At least they're bringing somebody back in that capacity, because Lord knows they've failed in every single measure there.
Yeah, and the Brandon Cooks one is weird because it's like, it feels like Scott Barnes was like forced to do it, but now he's like trying to take credit for it.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's so much of this in all of the fan base and alumni has been like calling for this, and like, you know, they called for Trent Bray, and then they come out with that letter of like, Trent and I are going to, we're going to really work to do this. And then the next week you fire him. And the week before that, you know, or should be 2 weeks before that, Trent Bray says, you can't file a special teams coordinator because, you know, well, continuity matters. And then the next week they fire him. It's like everything they do, they just undo the thing the next week. And it's just like, this is why everybody has to go.
Yeah, and what you're trying to figure out is kind of strange, too, because they're going to hire DHR Global as their search firm.
So a search firm to bring in the committee.
Search firm, what, brings you like five candidates, mm-hmm. and then this committee chooses?
Sure.
Hmm.
I mean, are we doing like a jury pool kind of a thing? Yeah. Guilty, not guilty, and hired, not hired?
How do you do this? Is this like a blackball situation?
You get sequestered?
Does Scott Barnes have final say? Because if so, then... What's the point? Yeah.
You know what it is? Honestly, here, look, I'm going to be nothing but cynical and pessimistic here. This is Scott Barnes saying, whoa, 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 it wasn't me. See, we had the committee.
It's to protect himself. Yeah. It's to deflect.
And isn't that what you would do?
If I were Scott Barnes, I'd be in Cancun right now. I would just step away from that job and walk away.
But no, I'm saying if you want to,
I don't know if I could do a job where everybody hated me so much.
But I mean, you want to be that guy and be the one who's there.
Are you aware of what we do for a living?
Yeah,
fair. Touché, my friend.
But you know what I mean? Like that screams like, well, you know, we had this committee. It wasn't just me. It doesn't, the buck doesn't stop with me. This isn't where everything ends. I wasn't responsible for all of this. But, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different ways you can go about it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that coverage.
I think I saw the list, the top five candidates for the Oregon State job.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I've got to find it.
I'm going to guess, is it a whole lot of who?
No. It's dudes. Where are you? Ah, this is terrible. I'm sorry. I was not prepared. Brett Vegan. Is that how you say his name at Montana State?
Couldn't tell you.
There's that. Ryan Grubb.
Okay.
Alabama's offensive coordinator. Yep. He's a Washington dude.
Why would he want to?
No idea.
Okay, just keep going.
The last offensive coordinators for Nick Saban are at Texas and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Nick Rolovich. I'm telling you, stay away.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that one. Alex Golish.
I mean, that'd be a...
is that a better job than South Florida? They might go to the playoff.
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
But money.
John Sumrall at Troy.
Couldn't tell you.
That's it. Apparently, that is a good name, right? I remember the Sumrall name, unless he has a sibling or somebody else out there with the same name. But
38-10 record at Troy and Tulane. He coached at Kentucky and Ole Miss.
So that is the guy I'm thinking of.
And your last one,
Go Beavers,
Edo.
Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
Love it.
He's on the list.
It's great, but it's not happening.
God. All right, Dusty.
Yeah, man. What is this, dude? Why is everybody anti-Ed Orgeron to Oregon State?
I am not anti-Ed Orgeron to Oregon State.
I think you're anti-Ed Orgeron.
I'm just trying to be realistic here and be, why the F would Ed Orgeron go to Corvallis right now?
Because he wants to coach that bad?
Does?
I mean, look, this is going to sound terrible, and I'm sorry, Bees fan. What coach wants to? Why? Because it's a head coaching job in power football. And there's just not, there's
so
just
that's
not
why
that
maybe
many
you
of them.
Got your Sumrall or like the, look, Grubb as an Alabama OC.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening. You got as much chance of that as Ed Orgeron. Montana State guy, sure. But that's, listen, these are the ranks that you're in.
But I mean, it worked for Jimmy Rogers in Washington State.
Go Cougs. Jimmy Rogers is great. I'm happy to have old Jimmy Rogers.
I mean, you look at the guys that have come up, you know, the coach at North Texas, you've got Golish at USF. Like, you've got plenty of coaches that are young and up and coming, and like, you can go young and take those opportunities and those chances, and the coaches that are working their way up, you can go older, and like Indiana, they went and got Cignetti from JMU. Like, yeah, he was successful, but nobody thought that, you know, the coach at JMU, who's coaching, was it high school football 15 years ago?
Well,
like,
I think one thing, too, that this committee really needs to try to do that would benefit them all long term is they got to change the perception of Oregon State right
yes.
now, because Oregon State's a good job. It's a good job.
Mm-hmm.
We are just so blind to what's
happened
recently.
It's a different job.
It's a different job, but it's a good job. We are blind to the recency bias that things are so aesthetically miserable down there that it seems like a worse job than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oklahoma State's going through the same thing right now. That job seems real bad. It's not. That's a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State is a great job, and whoever they get is probably going to do really well. I mean, do they bring him to the promised land? I don't know. Oregon State can be that, too. It's just the perception is so bad down there and so sad and dysfunctional that nobody's running to sign up to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes things tough. And so, good luck, Oregon State. There's your committee put together to go get a firm. Not this firm.
No.
We would hire a legit coach.
I mean, yeah. Our firm.
You guys would go ten toes down on Ed O.
No. Hell yeah, I would.
Well,
I would actually like. I would actually like go after names. Look, what's the worst James Franklin's going to say to you? No, but if Scott Barnes came out and said I reached out to James Franklin to see if he was interested in coaching and he told me no, don't think that would go a little bit ways in the fan base.
That's like if I went out on the street and I saw Scarlett Johansson, I said worst you can do is say no.
Still, though, I think I would give you, but I'd be like, damn, Russ, you took a shot at Scarlett Johansson?
I'd laugh too,
but I'd be like, damn, I'm impressed.
But the thing is,
I'm proud of you.
The thing is, me in that scenario, that is Oregon State and Ed O.
Still, I think things like that, though, would invigorate the fan base.
I'm calling Bartu. Give me the Matrix.
All right, call Bartu. I didn't know Bartu was a coach, but good luck.
No, he's...
I know.
Come on now. I'm
making a joke. It's called a joke, dude.
It bombed.
You let it bomb.
No.
If you would have laughed, it would have been funny.
No, it has to be funny for me to laugh.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.